Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Homemaker Chic Podcast. We're recording this on Friday. Angela and I are both kind of screaming to the finish line of this week.
Is that what we're doing?
It feels like it.
It feels more like I'm in the dust, like it's some sort of gladiatorial scene. I'm all dirty and grimy on the ground, trying to reach the mark. I don't know. I've got dirt boogers and a bad manicure. I'm describing like what I look at like in this Roman movie of me, the homemaker, making it to Friday.
This is the podcast where we're rescuing the art of homemaking from the daily grind, Angela.
Oh yeah, I'm gonna rescue lipstick. People.
I've got lipstick on. I'm here.
I've got lipstick
I'm here
on.
With bells on. We're excited to just hang out with you for the next hour. Angela reminded me that I told you last week that we would talk about kids at the holidays.
Yeah. I was like, wait, way to commit us, Jay.
But also, we've just been really enjoying hanging out this season
Just hanging out. It feels like, 4 years ago, Homemaker Chic. I'm really, really, I know I say it every episode this season. I'm really enjoying it.
Yeah. I'm going back to old school everything.
Everything. Right?
I wrote about this on my Substack on Friday. Well, just going out today, but you're listening to this on Monday. And I sat down the other day. I made myself a cup of tea. I pulled out my Tasha Tudor's garden book. Tasha Tudor's Gardens. Mm-hmm. And I sat down with it. And I swear to you, I made it 1.5 pages in before I got up, got paper, redesigned one of my gardens. Bought some foxglove seeds and poppy seeds, which I'd been putting off. I knew I needed to sow them in the garden before the snow came, before I had just a running list of all these tasks that I wanted to do outside. And it just reminded me of that feeling. I remember years ago, you got into a rut with your garden. And then you realized that you'd sort of cut yourself off, not intentionally, but cut yourself off from the things that used to motivate you to go and garden. Mm-hmm. Do you remember this?
No. I remember saying recently that for some reason I cut myself off from it during the season. Like we're all just...
Okay, yes.
I watch Gardener's World like during the winter.
Yes.
And I'm like, yeah,
I can't wait.
And then I watch it in the spring because we're pacing, you know,
right?
As far as his climate and mine, it's just usually works out a little bit at the beginning or just after. And then I don't, you know, then I stop. And it's when I stop, then that gardening has naturally gotten hard. You know what I mean?
I know exactly
what you mean. The thrill is gone, baby. You know, and that's really when I need the drug. Like, that's when I need my Monty and my Tasha and my books and my scribblings and notations and...
Right.
Yes.
Right.
So
why do we do that? Like, when we need it is when we walk away and when it's February and we can't do... Jack,
right?
We get ourselves all amped up,
right?
All dressed up,
got all
nowhere
these tabs
to go.
Open with shopping carts full
plants you'll know, never be able to afford. You're
exactly.
Like,
I got this.
I think I'll plant a tunnel of flowering pear this spring. What, girl? You can't even weed your tomato bed. What are you talking about? What are you talking about? But my point in that story was.
Yeah,
I've been really trying to think back. Go back to Homemaker Chic 5 years ago. Go back to Angela 5 years ago. Angela 10 years ago. Angela 15 years ago. I knew Angela 15 years ago, and she was like this incredible inspiration for me. I would go to her blog. I would check out what she was doing, how she was decorating for Christmas. There were sources of inspiration that were like an infusion. It was like being plugged into an outlet. Do you remember those?
I love it when you say those things.
I love you so much. You're so good.
I mean, I like me now, but there are chapters where I was just ferociously creative. And
when your kids were little, I mean, we'll tie in the kids here. When the kids were little... You did a post at Halfway Farm And it was just of these little white velvet stockings that you had, and you used gold puffy paint to write their names on them, and you stuffed them full of greens, at least for the photograph. Listen, mm-hmm. I know, Angela. I know some of this. I'm not saying it's staged. I'm saying she makes a photograph. Just like that's how she made it into magazines. She would make a room. That's what they mm-hmm. do in all of the magazines, right?
Right, right.
But and you're incredible at staging those things to give the presence of something. But I remember your kids were little then. You'd sewed them dresses. You'd made them their stockings. You'd worked really hard to kind of create your own family dynamic and your own family nostalgia or
brand atmosphere something like all those words kind of melange together. I still use those stockings. I love those stockings, and they're so sentimental because growing up at the farm, my grandparents' farm, there were stockings with glitter done with Elmer's glue and glitter with the family names on them. And so I just thought, oh, I'm doing this for my kids. And I did the five, and then I got pregnant with Junior, and I was like, I get really weirded out about stuff like that. Yeah. Everything's got to match. I have a belly cast for all my kids except Junior because he was early. And I always wanted to like take them and get them all like spruced up. And because, you know, I got all my nudie ladies behind me, like they're Grecian and very feminine. And I always wanted to like have them in my bathroom, like done really well, like so they looked like plaster, not like the mangy plaster tape you do them with when you're pregnant. But I wanted them to look like sculptural. And I'm so pissed that he was born early. Now I don't have one for him. Oh, it makes me so mad. Mm-hmm. But they're so beautiful with big boobs and the big belly. I love them. But the stockings, I thought, well, what am I going to do? Now I'm having this little surprise peanut here. And so I did. I found the fabric and knocked one together. And you can see the little loop at the top. It doesn't quite match. But I do have six stockings, and they get hung up every year. I don't stuff them with real greens anymore because I curse at myself when I have to take the real greens out and put in the stocking treats because they're all crispy and gross. But there are, you know, 15-year-old pine needles down in the bottom of the bottoms of those stockings.
Well,
but they
look
so good when
hook,
they're full of greenery.
I love that his little hook doesn't match because that actually is part of the story. That tells part,
That's part of the story,
which is like, oh, we had this surprise baby. We weren't thinking we were going to need another stocking. And now we need another stocking, which actually, I love that. And those are sweet things. And I sometimes when I need the good juju, I'll go back. I'll just browse your little. I think this maybe isn't true for everybody, but I find when I was a young mother, they were particularly influential years. Those first, let's say, even 5-7 years of marriage, motherhood, or having a space your own, stepping out of your teenage years, stepping into this next phase of life, wherever that falls, they're just incredibly influential years where you're trying to take in, well, how do we do this?
Yeah.
What does Thanksgiving look like for our family? What does Christmas look like for our family? What are our traditions? Who are we? Who am I as a homemaker? And once that's established, it's really nice. I actually was just telling Angela right before we pushed record that I'm really not in this acquiring phase. I have a lot of wonderful things that I've collected over the years. I'm not saying no to stuff because I like phasing out overly crusty things that have, you know, run out a little bit and replacing them with nicer versions. I love that. But it's not the same stage that you're not in that like accruing. You're not making casts of your belly anymore.
Right, right.
It's different. It's just different. And sometimes I want to remember what that was like. So like reading Tasha Tudor's Gardens, it takes me back to when I was starting this cottage garden and being like, what am I doing? What do I want it to look like? And I don't know, thinking back to like what those pieces were for homemaking, what those pieces were for the holidays.
I do think it's good to go back, because you do grow so much over a period of time. You do change, and there's very good things in that. You also lose things,
mm-hmm.
you know, because you're human, you're forgetful, you lose your way. And so I think it is really good to go back to a lot of different things, whether it's, for me, like, I'll go back to certain fashions. I'll go back. It's really, really important for me to, maintain my weight and keep my closet clean. Okay? Because I want to wear the clothing in my closet. You know, a lot of my clothes are really old. I've had them for a long time. I want to wear them. I love them. It's good for me to stay in that space. Because I kind of, if I don't, you know, if I gain 10 pounds over the holidays or whatever, or I let my closet go to pot for 6 weeks or whatever, I lose a bit of myself. I lose something that's really important to me, something that I'm passionate about. I like clothing. So that's just a small picture. But I think even with gardening or whatever you're into, it is good to go back because life is busy and it gets full and you forget yourself. So when you go back, you get to go, oh, yeah, I did love the way Tasha planted that one little corner. And I remember now I wanted to do that. I'm in my own way. You know, like, it's good to remember.
It is good to remember. It's really good. After the summer in the garden, which it took a lot for us this summer to just keep all the business wheels moving. If it looks romantic on the outside, that's great. We did our job. But behind the scenes, you know, there's payroll and taxes and emails and all kinds of
deadlines and
all kinds of things.
Yeah.
And it took a lot out of us this summer, a lot. And it's not that I fell out of love with my gardens. I just forgot that I loved them. I forgot what they did to me, what spending time out in them did to me. Because gardening here in August, it's brutal. It's not, I don't love gardening. It's hot. Yeah. It's hot and you've lost. You've just lost. You've lost against the harvest, the weeds, the heat. It's very difficult. That being said, it's good to remember that you love those things. And the way that I remember that I love those things is by caring for them. It's easy to, for example, it's easy to resent your laundry room. It's easy to resent your kitchen. If you
when
go
it's
in
resentable.
There, when it's resentable, that's exactly you know, it.
Right?
If you go
you
in,
have to maintain it. Like the closet. Like my butt. You know, like,
that's
you know,
exactly
you do.
It.
You
have
to
say, you're mine and I love you. And get into light.
Yeah, that is homemaking. Right? Isn't it? Maintain, like... not the drudgery of maintaining, but like the why because you love this space, or you're trying to create a space you love, or that's
big time. And I'll tell you what, it's hard. Here's one of the hardest pieces, whether it's the holidays, whether it's your garden, whether it's your home, whether it's your bank account, whether it's your closet. It's really hard to get perspective when you're up to your eyeballs. I saw this picture of my own kitchen the other day on the internet. And my first thought was not, oh, that's my kitchen. My first thought was, oh, that's a cute kitchen.
That's the Deanna Potager picture. That one picture that's on Pinterest that was just pinned like a bajillion times. And one winter I need some inspiration for my garden. And I go on and I'm like, oh, that is so beautiful. Wah, wah, wah.
It's mine.
Or it was old. It was like from 20 years ago or whatever. But I'm like, what the heck?
Yeah. Our expectations of ourselves also, they get higher. So the McHenry house that you lived in, you made a potager garden there, and you kind of had like the keyhole garden Do you remember this? And it had, do you remember your own garden? Let me tell you about it. Your beds were lined with river rock and you had planted this apple tree for Aiden and you had bent the branches over the pathway. And I remember studying that garden because
that's the picture.
Okay. It was the first time that I was introduced to that sort of style of gardening, that much of a European kind of style of gardening, I guess. And so I remember studying that picture for a long time and thinking, wow, if I could ever get a garden to look like that, wouldn't that just be something? I have a lot of gardens that look like that. But now my expectation of myself is higher because I'm like, okay, well, I met that mark. Now what? Now what? Now what? Now what? And you can only raise the bar so high because you are just human. And at some point, it really ceases to be pleasurable when you're just lashing yourself.
Yeah.
As opposed to enjoying, spending time enjoying some of the things that you've built.
Oh, I'm definitely at that phase. Like, it is time for enjoyment. Dang it. Wrap it up.
Because
I want to enjoy it.
Girl, exactly. Yeah. Exactly. That's, if y'all have been listening to the podcast for a while, you know I'm actually not the biggest holiday person. But you know what? I'm feeling it this year. And I think part of it is just I've genuinely been trying to devote myself to seeing the blessings that are right here. So not about scrapping forward to the next thing. So thank you, by the way, for all your suggestions on the faux Christmas tree.
I got one. How'd you do?
Okay. I got one. It's in the box, but I'm actually going to put it up this week because we won't decorate it with all of our Christmas ornaments, but I want to have it up. We're hosting Thanksgiving. And I think having a nice, beautiful lit tree in the living room is a very festive, wonderful way to do that. And anyway, it's a good season. It almost takes just as much effort to like stop clawing forward as it did to claw forward in the first place.
it makes total sense. Yeah. I was like, wait, where is she going with this? Yeah. It does. That makes a lot of sense. But maybe for certain personalities.
It reminds me of that scripture that talks about like, who is the pot to say to the potter, why have you made me this way? But that's what it feels like. It's like, why does this have to be my personality?
Is Job? Where is that?
It's Job. Like,
it's Job. Oh, yeah.
Exactly. Well, let's take a second to say thank you to the sponsors of Homemaker Chic podcast. We're doing a lot of cleaning. You should clean with Branch Basics because it is an incredibly cost-effective and just effective cleaner for your home, free of fragrances, hormone disruptors, preservatives, and it's baby and pet safe. This is a cleaner concentrate that you dilute down with water, and you can use it from everything from counters to floors to laundry to bathrooms to dishes to hand soap to washing your produce and more. So your cleaner concentrate goes a long way. You dilute it at different ratios depending on what you're cleaning. They're going to send you all the bottles, making easy work for you. And you can use the code HOMEMAKERCHIC, all one word, for 15% off. This is a beautiful gift, by the way, for your girlfriends. I know that might sound silly, but we have to clean our homes so we can make it pleasurable with Branch Basics. HOMEMAKERCHIC, all one word, for 15% off.
I think that's a great idea.
I think it's a great idea.
Little sprig of rosemary around each bottle. Yeah, that's a great idea. While you're at it, get someone you love a new set of sheets, some beautiful blankets, some pillows, some fabulous, fabulous things from AmericanBlossomLinens.com. When you're there shopping this month, use the code HOLIDAY20 for a really generous 20% off. And you can make that purchase knowing that you're buying things made with 100% West Texas cotton. So they are grown and made right here in the United States. No imported blends, no harsh finishes, just pure breathable. Yikes. Comfort. They get softer with every wash. So they are timeless, like good homemaking should be. AmericanBlossomLinens.com. And that code for right now is HOLIDAY20.
Okay, I got a couple of comments for us this week.
Okay.
Okay, let's see. Okay, one of these made me laugh. One of these made me laugh. I gotta find it.
Can I see these or no?
Oh, no, you can't.
Okay.
I just have them pulled up here on, right. These ones are coming from Spotify. You can send us your comments on Spotify, on Apple Podcasts, or on Instagram as well. Remember the name I flubbed up big time last week? And it's the Chellyfish, because she says, I'm cracking up. I do have a difficult handle. I'm a cellist. Chelly is a plural of cello. So it's supposed to sound like jellyfish. Chellyfish.
Cute.
Which
I'd have never got that.
Chellyfish.
I'm terrible at that. I had an Instagram sale last night live, and I'm trying to like call out people. I'm always so grateful when they show up, and I'm looking. I'm like, yeah. Hi, Sue. Like, I try to pick out some recognizable word in the handle because my brain will not cooperate. It's embarrassing.
I worked as a florist for 10 years. You know this. And I got this. So I used to calligraphy people's names on their cards, et cetera. And I got one time, and it said, it was to Bob. And I just said to the person ordering the flowers, I said, you know, it's so nice for just a normal name to come across our desk because we get the most wild names. And she goes silent and she just goes, it's B-O-B-B. And I just was like,
no way.
I don't know if she was doing it to spite me, but I swear, I was like, honestly, B-O-B-B, what are we doing?
Like,
I don't know. I don't know. Okay, Ellie Brooks, as someone with an 18-month and 3-year-old, I so appreciate hearing that it's not just me whose house is in a constant state of derailment, no matter how much I strive. Ellie, I love this. I wish I could just snuggle and smell your little babies, but also it's going to get so much worse.
Okay, tell them about the pictures I sent you the other day.
Ellie, I want you to go search the Elliot. I think it was like the Elliot Homestead mess. And I posted this blog post back in the day when I had maybe one or two kids. And I was like, oh, look how messy they are. But I love them so much. And Georgia had just like pulled this box of toys down and strewn them all over the floor. And I thought, okay, well, that's a mess. Angela sent me a series of maybe 6 or 7 photographs the other day of her home. After homeschooling her kids. And I mean, it looked like a school bomb. That's what it looks like. It's coats, pencils, jackets, glasses, books, games,
apple
socks,
game.
Banana peels.
That is with me picking up all day and telling people to do likewise.
I said, if anything's left in this, I had to just mop it. It was disgusting. And I said, I have to be able to vacuum through here and mop this. Anything that's left in this room, I am throwing away.
Yeah, I do that. I put it all in a bag.
I threatened.
Yeah.
I spiraled. Oh. I yelled.
Well.
Yeah. Anyway, Ellie, you're in good company. Please just squish your sweet little babies for me. I know people who have babies hate when people who don't have little babies anymore say this, but I genuinely do wish I could just go back and I could just hear their sweet little voices and sniff their sweet little heads and give them little baths.
You're gonna need to stop, Shay. You can't do this.
What?
I'm just going to start crying and ruin. You can't do it. Okay.
Well, Juliet last night, she wanted to pretend like she was my maid. So she washed my face for me.
Oh, yeah.
She put on my face.
Your lady's maid.
My lady's maid. She turned down my bed for me. She put some oils on my feet and brought me some tea. It was quite sweet. And then I said, honey, why don't you go get ready for bed? And she's like, no. I just thought, you need to brush your teeth. You need to shower. You need to change out of your clothes. And she's like, I'll do that later. And I had this memory of her being a little baby and just, I bathed my kids every night. I loved bathing them. Mm-hmm. I loved like putting the day right. I would just throw them all in the bath and just bubbles everywhere. And I'd take them out and wrap them up in towels and, you know, powder their little bums. Like, I just loved it. It was like doing dishes at the end of the night. You're like, look at this beautiful little thing, and it smells good, and it's so sweet. I'm going to nurse it to sleep. And it was just... Okay. Sorry. Oh, love our babies. Speaking of babies and the holidays, too, do you remember when your kids' Christmas gifts used to cost, like, $7.99?
Yeah, from like the toy aisle in Aldi.
You could buy four things.
Five and below. Right. Yeah, I remember. I have the most adorable. They have all submitted their Christmas list so far. And Junior's is by far the cutest.
Dang. Oh my gosh.
I don't know where it is. I should read it on air. It's so cute.
I have one here for Owen's. Owen turns 13 this next week. Bless him. He turns 13 on Wednesday. Wow. And I love my little homeschool children. I love them. Owen's birthday list, I'm reading it right now. A real sword, a Viking horn, a watch.
like a ram horn?
Yeah, like Boromir. And, oh, like that. A watch, a jacket with lots of pockets to store rocks in, and anything to do with dragons. God yeah,
homeschool
bless
nerds
this.
Are the best,
They're
man.
The best. I love it.
I can't remember what it is. It was just like, I don't know. He's really coming to terms with Amelie not being here. Next year.
Oh, I hate this.
It's awful. I'm going to cry. That's all I'm going to do, everyone, for the next year to 4 years
to
on
10
the show
years.
Is cry. He's like, wait, so I'm going to be 13 or 14. I'm going to be 14 when she comes back. And she's like in the corner crying because she's like, he doesn't realize I'm probably not coming back.
Oh,
and
Amelie.
It's awful. It's freaking awful.
Shay here. Have you heard of Hormone Harmony by Happy Mammoth? It's a supplement that helps women maintain their optimal hormone levels. It has over 50,000 glowing reviews from women, and 98% say that they'd recommend it to friends and family. Now you can get those results and take them even further by pairing it with their prebiotic collagen powder. Collagen powder helps to restore the gut lining integrity, promoting overall hormone balance. Things like relieving occasional bloating, reducing sugar cravings, supporting a healthy, sustainable weight management, and also boosting energy and stabilizing mood swings. We all know, we've talked about it a lot on the show, your gut directly affects your hormones. So improving your gut health can amplify your hormone harmony results. Happy Mammoth is dedicated to making women's lives easier, and that means using only science-backed ingredients that have been proven to work for women. They make no compromises when it comes to quality. And right now, you can try the prebiotic collagen protein and Hormone Harmony risk-free. Get 15% off your entire first order with the code HOMEMAKERCHIC, all one word, at checkout. That's happymammoth.com, and use the code HOMEMAKERCHIC, all one word, for 15% off today.
I love my morning coffee, but sometimes the crash hits harder than the caffeine. That's when I switch to Everyday Dose, coffee with benefits. It's real coffee infused with mushrooms, collagen, and nootropics, giving me smooth, focused energy that actually lasts. The Black Friday sale is on. Get 61% off your first coffee plus starter kit, a free A2 probiotic creamer, and over $100 in free gifts. Enter for a chance to win $100 cash or even get your entire order refunded. Head to everydaydose.com/podcast or use code podcast at checkout.
So he made something was about Amelie on his Christmas list. Then another one was like that baby sister would be nice to me or something like that. That's what he calls Juliet. And then they have this turtle that I got them last year, 2 years ago, whatever. And he said number four is like a wife for James. It's so cute. I was just shuffling through my papers.
Word.
I don't know if it's on the other side of the room. It is the most adorable thing. But yeah, then the girls are like, Victoria's Secret pajamas, you know, this new whatever water bottle, these Ugg this, Ugg that. Vinyl. Like, I'm teasing them, but you know, it's not cheap.
It's not cheap and it's not cute anymore.
It isn't cute.
It isn't cute.
There's no like, which Thomas train are you missing this year? How shall we add to your wooden train collection?
I know.
You know?
And it just slips through your fingers. It just slips through your fingers and then they get big and weird and I don't know. Okay.
Yeah.
Eloisa smile says, sorry, but this one's funny. Love the show. Okay. I've been listening to you guys since I was praying for a husband, and now baby number two is on the way for our little family. That makes
that's so wonderful. So sweet.
Mm-hmm. She says, thanks for your encouragement and mentorship from afar. Also, I kept thinking this episode title was Food and Panties. It was Food and Pantries.
Again, just seeing what you want to see. Your brain's just like, I got this. Food and Panties.
Because we would do a show called Food and
Panties. We would do a show called Food. How many times have we talked about just buying yourself new underwear? By the way, like mine is hit a fever pitch. It's
just. Like, the inside flap.
The inside flap is just flapping.
I thought it was a spider on my leg. Just the inside flap. You are a grown ass woman. Go get you some new panties.
Just in the Costco aisle, man. Whatever you gotta do.
I don't know why that's so hard.
Oh my goodness. Yeah, so I like a big pair of underwear. Okay. Not a granny panty,
that's
but
what
like a
every
nice...
husband loves to hear.
No, like, they're cute.
I like a good one.
Okay, they're cute. Okay. They're like Marilyn. Okay. They're just think like Marilyn Monroe, like that shape, right? They're like, I don't like skimpy. Like, they got to stay in place, and it's already a serious issue for me. But I have these really pretty ones that have like a lace panel, like around the side. Okay. Well, they're splitting. So then the side opens up like this. And then like my hip fat goes like, like sticks out the side. And I don't realize it till I'm walking around during the day. Like, what is that feeling? What?
Oh, my gosh.
You know, and then you just have to remember when you get dressed, that take when you get into your pajamas that night, like, throw them away. Don't put them back in circulation. Throw them away.
Honestly.
It's
getting harder to keep things just smooth. There are just more lumpies and things. I was wearing a sports bra the other day. I don't know.
You're cutting out.
Oh, is that better?
Yeah.
Okay. I was saying I was wearing a sports bra the other day, and I work out. I don't know what shoulder armpit fat situation happens as you age, but like, my word, like, what is this? That back shoulder blade skin issue. It's a thing. Don't shake your head like you don't know what I'm talking about.
No, I don't. No, I got other issues. Maybe I don't have to have that one, Shay. Okay. I don't wear a sports bra when I work out. I'm so over that.
Yeah.
I'm just wearing a t-shirt, man.
Well, that's what I told myself. I was like, look, if this is, we're turning one problem into another here. So let's just eliminate the middleman. Okay. And right. We'll just wear our little cami while we work out. It's not like we're holding up a lot of weight. So let's just.
Yeah. I know not everyone can do that, but like I have enough torture in my life. I don't need that. I just threw them all out because it made me depressed every time I'd get dressed to work out. Like, tugging it down and just it feels
getting it
barbaric.
Off when you're all sweaty too.
Oh heck no! Yeah,
yeah.
No, I'd rather just wear like a snug tank top. I don't know, something. I don't know. I know not everyone can do that, but
yeah. No, that's fair. Okay, I mentioned last week that I was this last week already that I made burritos for my kids, but fellow traveler over on subs.
No, I think you just told me over the phone.
Well, then why does she say? She says, Shay, salsa verde dumped over a pork roast or chicken in slow cooker and shredded for tacos. Super good.
Okay.
Were we talking about this?
Yikes, I don't
remember. I don't remember. Okay, fellow traveler, maybe you can remind me, but I put 4 packages of ground beef in my Instapot, dumped in a jar of salsa verde, and just called it burrito filling, and then I just wrapped it in tortillas and grilled them in a little skillet for lunch and for co-op lunches the next day, and my kids thought I was the man. It was awesome. It was the easiest lunch I've ever made. It's fantastic. Okay, last one.
Okay.
Phoebe posted this. Yes to more talk about littles and just parenting in general. I love Angela's comment that being dogmatic can often backfire. I grew up in that environment. No bueno. Yeah. Yeah. We're trying not to do that. We're trying to see the good stuff here. We're trying to see the good stuff. I think the holidays are kind of an easy time to be able to do that with littles because it is so magical for them. And whatever you're doing through the holidays, you are creating that family atmosphere that we were talking about before.
Yeah.
You're creating it somehow.
Oh, yeah.
Someone said to me once, you only get 18, you know, Christmases.
Stop it. Yep, that's really true.
And it maybe when you have a little one, it sounds like a lot, but then it becomes not a lot. Even even when your kids are 7, 8, 9. I think I shared this a while back, but we were speaking with our business manager and he said, okay, like, let's just pull back. Let's try to get perspective. You know, what are we looking at in 10 years? What do we kind of want to be doing? And I just said, well, you know, we'll be homeschooling and we'll be kind of doing our thing. And he was just like, no.
Oops.
Nope. No.
Yeah. Not so much.
No, I know not everybody's kids leave at 18 and it's not like we're going to be booting ours out, but.
Right.
But the goal is that they do launch into the world, become independent, beautiful, contributing humans.
Mm-hmm.
And it just like was like a kick in the face. Like, wait, what do you mean? What do you mean?
Yeah.
So anyway, that's where I'm at with my holidays. I want to be just absolutely greedy.
Jeez Louise.
I want to be greedy. Oh.
Yeah, I got greedy a long time ago. I told my mom, you know, I actually had to tell people. I don't know how serious they took me, but, you know, when Aiden turned like 9, I thought, okay, maybe just 9 more. Everybody back off.
Yeah.
Like, and it, yeah, I get really, got really possessive, and now I'm glad I did.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So.
Okay, let's think about back to when our kids were really little.
Okay.
Do you remember the kinds of things that you did with them at the holidays that felt like you were building that, like you were filling your cup? Do you remember?
Yeah, I remember. And I still do, I think, a lot of the things in some way, if not the same way. You know, I would get a big roll of paper. White paper, and we'd make our own wrapping paper.
Mm.
So today's version of that is like when I get the paper out, it's either like under the tablecloth at a meal, or I get it out for the dessert hour and the game hour, and people can doodle and draw and do all that.
Mm-hmm.
I like to have a big roll of wrapping paper, white paper. But yeah, we used to do wrapping paper. I still do paper chains.
I love paper chains.
I do too. I think they're so stinking festive.
They're
lovely. I love them. We're probably doing them this weekend.
When do you put your tree up, by the way? Sorry, I don't.
So we get the tree right after the holiday.
After Thanksgiving.
Yeah. Yeah. So all the decor will go up before then.
Yeah.
And then we cut the tree.
Okay.
Put that up. Mm-hmm. I love when they were little. You know, they get big and mangy, Shay. Dang it.
And smelly. Excuse me.
And smelly. But like new pajamas for the holidays. You know, you want to give it to them like for the holiday, but it's so nice to see them running around in little jammies, clean jammies before the holiday. Mm-hmm. I loved that. I loved picking out new sleepers. Of course, you know, I was thinking about the flame retardants and all that crap would ruin it for me. Yes. But like, I did love a brand new set of pajamas for the kids.
Yeah.
I loved new sleepers. I'd love it when they all had new pajamas. I felt like the best mom in the world if everyone was in like clean new pajamas. I don't even think my kids wear pajamas now. It's just like sweatpants, t-shirt. Mm-hmm. I remember like the year Aiden was like, yeah, I don't need pajamas, mom. I don't wear pajamas.
Yeah.
What? Wait, but they're plaid.
I know. Like, we used to always get our kids' pajamas from Hannah Anderson because they had the two-piece like tied on the ankles. Like they're just, and I would always get the boys matching ones and the girls matching ones. Mm. But then this is what I'm saying. They get opinions and George is like, I don't like tight pajamas. I don't want those. And then my girls didn't want to match, but now my boys do. But then one of them is now the size of a little man. And so I can't find pajamas that fit both the prepubescent boy and the pubescent boy. And it's.
Yeah.
It's so tough. Sweet though. Look, isn't it kind of funny? These are like the almost like the cliche pieces of things that you're like, oh, this is totally what a mom would want you to do. I want to watch a Muppet Christmas Carol with popcorn and hot chocolate and everybody's in clean pajamas. And I don't care if that's cliche. That's what I want to do.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, we just last couple weeks we've canceled like a bunch of subscriptions, right? Mm-hmm. Streaming subscriptions. But as a family, we all looked at each other when like Apple came up on the chopping block. Because it's like the only way you can watch the Charlie Brown ones. Mm-hmm. So as a family, like in unison, we're like, Apple after the holidays. The music is the same every year. Now I like add to it, like now there's Leve mixed in with Harry and Ella and Charlie Brown. Yes. Charlie Brown Christmas is the perfect Christmas CD, à mon avis. It's perfection. I play it all the time. Mm-hmm.
That's one of those things that's great with littles, though, because then it becomes the soundtrack.
Yeah.
It becomes their soundtrack. Whatever you do when they're little, it becomes the foods you cook at your table, the music, the way you set up your home and decorate your home, your traditions of going to get a tree or setting up a tree or the movies that you watch. Like, you don't realize you're just doing it for 1 year and you're just saying, oh, yeah, let's watch that movie. But it's so much bigger than that, because what you're actually doing is literally giving them their nostalgia. Mm-hmm. You're giving them the things that they will be nostalgic about, whether or not they like them.
Yeah. So we string popcorn.
Yes.
They love that.
Yeah.
They love stringing popcorn. We do the Pomanders. They love that.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's like the same Christmas cookies.
Yeah. Yeah.
Everybody gets their tube of frosting. It's a mess.
Yeah. Yeah. The same kind of simple, beautiful things. And I guess that should be maybe good news, is that it doesn't have to be new. It doesn't have to be inventive. It doesn't have to be some grand special thing, new thing every year.
That is. So people talk a lot about the stress of the holidays and the expectations, but that's actually like the big bonus, is that old is good. Repetition is comfort. You don't have, it's not like, how was last year's birthday? Does it need to be bigger, better? And I'm not a bigger, better birthday person anyways, but you know, like there can be this sense of needing to one up. And the holidays, you don't have to do that. There's so much comfort in like doing it like you did last year. And that's a relief.
Yeah. And that's actually kind of what your kids want too.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I want to talk about this nostalgia.
Thanksgiving dinner,
but,
Mom.
Yeah, exactly. But let's thank Tubes & Co. for also being a sponsor of Homemaker Chic podcast. This is simple and luxurious natural skincare. I know that every single order from a small business genuinely means a lot to the owners of that small business. So if you are typically one who puts things in your stocking, like beautiful lotions or face cleaners or new makeups for your teenage daughters, all these sorts of things, go to tubesandco.com and use the code HMC10 for 10% off, because they are a small business and they make their products with ingredients like cold pressed olive oil and tallow with real ingredients. Nothing synthetic, no chemicals, no toxins, no fillers, no artificial colors, no artificial fragrances. They are beautiful and a luxurious gift for yourself for the holidays, for wintertime when your skin needs some help. Or your gift for your friends as well. So whether it's long lash mascara, eyeshadow, eyebrow pencils, you can view all the ingredients, read the testimonials, read through the product description, and you'll get to see just how transparent this fantastic company is. Tubesandco.com is where you can go and use the code HMC10 for 10% off. We've had Dolores on the podcast before, and one of the things that Dolores says that I really, really value is that tradition takes work. And look, we did an entire episode, an entire season called It Doesn't Just Happen. And I think the same is good to remind ourselves for the holidays. Mm-hmm. Our kids aren't just going to magically have nostalgia for holidays at home. We actually have to work on creating that. Like, you have to submit to the cookie making mess. Mm-hmm. You actually have to put the music on and light the fire and set time aside to watch this movie as a family or go out and do this particular activity. And that might can feel like a lot of work, but things take work. Good things take work.
Yeah. And I mean, I imagine there's people listening that need to say maybe less yeses,
honestly.
Less yeses during the holidays, you know, because sometimes I have friends or I'm listening to people's schedules and I think, God, no wonder people hate Christmas, you know. There is a lot to say yes to, and there's a lot to that could maybe be said no to.
Yeah.
I said no to something this year and already. Mm-hmm. An advanced no, 6 weeks ahead no. Mm-hmm. And the look on the person's face was like, excuse me?
Mm-hmm. I'm busy that day. What do you mean? 6 months away or 6 weeks away? Yeah, I know.
No, it was just, it was, and I said no to something that most people don't say no to around the holidays. Mm-hmm. And I said no. And it was kind of, that was what was right for us.
Yeah.
You know?
Yep. Yeah, I did the same thing recently. Stu's brother lives about 3.5 hours away from us, and he wanted us to come up for Christmas. And I just said, no, I'm going to be home on Christmas morning.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to be home on Christmas morning. It's important to me. And it's one of those things, like, we work really, 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 really hard during the everyday. And even though it's a lot of work for us, it's also a day of enjoyment.
Mm-hmm.
And I think we forget about that. Even Thanksgiving. We're hosting Thanksgiving this year. There's a lot of forethought that goes into it. But that forethought, those things, even buying the groceries, setting the menu, etc., those can be enjoyable things, which I think we forget. We think work is bad, work is hard, and only pleasure is pleasure. But I think that's maybe not true. I think...
Yeah.
There's a lot of tasks that we have that can be pleasurable if we allow them to be.
Yeah. Or maybe they need to be reframed.
Exactly. Because you're going to have to go grocery shopping. Mm-hmm. You're going to have to do the dishes. Right?
Right.
And these are activities that are full of effort. But I don't think I really hosted so much when my kids were little. I think that was still kind of my mom's territory.
Mm-hmm.
When we had a bunch of little kids, and I'll tell you what, we've had a tradition in our family when we had little kids, because my sisters had littles, I had littles. There were a mm-hmm. lot of babies.
Yeah.
Three Christmases in a row, the stomach flu went through our family. And I remember one specifically, my mom had put all this work into a beautiful Christmas Eve dinner. The kids start dishing up and we just hear this splat in the kitchen. Yep.
It's happened here.
Mm-hmm. It went everywhere. Like no one wanted to eat the food because it went everywhere. Mm. And then it subsequently went through every child. This happened three Christmases in a row. And my mom was
Can we all just please quarantine before we see family?
Honestly.
Yeah. And we're done.
And we're done. Yeah. Which kind of brings up another topic. Maybe we can't touch on this today, but it actually takes a little bit more effort to try to keep your family's health above above the waterline during this time of year.
Yeah, it's awful. It is an extra job, mm-hmm. an extra thing on the to-do list. It's extra, you know, every day I'm like, did everyone take their vitamin D today?
Mm-hmm.
Did everyone take their vitamin D today?
Mm-hmm.
Did everyone take their vitamin D today? Like 4 drops under the tongue, 5,000, whatever their calls,
mm-hmm.
every day, minimum, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And like I said, can we all just quarantine? Can we just calm down before we're going to see family so we don't have to give the gift that keeps on giving?
Yeah.
Please.
Oh, my word. That's actually, I mean, honestly, I feel like you could do an entire episode just on kids being sick on holidays because it's inevitable. So I would say if you're going into the holidays with littles, have a plan B. Kids have snotty noses. You can't go to mom's. What's plan B? Mm-hmm. Maybe have a chicken in the freezer. You can roast while you make some chicken soup and sit on the couch and watch Muppet Christmas Carol or something. Have a plan B. All of us need a plan B because, wow, it really does happen. Can I complain for just 1 second?
Sure.
I cannot stand the amount of sugar that comes out at the holidays. It makes me angry. Why is this the only way that we feel like we can relate to children?
I don't know. Candy, sugar, or like homemade desserts?
No, candy.
Sugar. I know they're all the same.
I mean, you know, people don't typically make things from scratch anymore. I mean,
honestly, Shay, I'm like, not to dog people, but like, I went to a church potluck recently, and I'm looking at the table thinking, I guess we just don't anymore, do we? And I don't say that to be judgy. Like, I don't know what somebody's week was like, no matter how judgy that sounds. I meant it more as like an observation. Like, wow, we really just don't do this anymore.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I know what it's like to need to buy something pre-made, but when it's when the homemade is the exception.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. And the rewarding kids with candy and at every move handing them something with blue lake or red and green colorant at this time of year really, really upsets me.
Mm-hmm.
A lot.
Because it's not, bake it's them not a cookie, just sugar.
I'll get over sugar. It. You know?
Yeah.
No, it's chemicals.
It's not even enriched flour and white sugar, which even that, like, okay, I'm tying to myself a little bit, but that's okay.
Right, right.
That's not what it is.
That's not what I'm talking about.
I finally bought a bag of suckers that are still very much a treat, but they're not like complete garbage from my health food store. Mm. And I told my children, if somebody gives you candy, you bring it to me and I will give you one of these instead. Like, we're going to meet each other halfway. I will let mm-hmm. you have a sweet treat, which I'm not inclined to do because you just did.
Because.
A thing. Okay, fine. That doesn't deserve candy.
You memorized John 3:16.
Yeah, exactly.
Here's a bag of marshmallows.
Exactly. I'm like, I don't want you to have a treat for that. You do want to have a treat for that. So we're each going to meet each other halfway and you're going to eat one of these candies instead. And mm-hmm. I will let you have one. But from now on, we're done here. because it's not the same. It's not the same candy that you and I had when we were growing up. It's not. It's not just sugar, cocoa butter, milk.
Right.
It's not like that anymore. I just tell my kids.
I don't even know how
poison.
They come up with
it's
this stuff.
Poison.
It is. Yeah.
That's a different topic, but. Okay. Friday night.
Okay.
Time to go make supper.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. What is for supper? I don't know yet.
Well, it's Friday night. It's usually outdoor. Like, we make pizza oven.
Yeah.
Pizzas. But, like, that sounds all really wonderful.
Unless you don't it takes... start your dough.
No, it's just, it's, that's me. It's so messy. And it's a lot to roll out 7 crusts. And then I man the oven. So I'm like, yeah, okay, yours is done. Bring a plate out next.
Yeah. Pizzas are messy.
You know. Yeah, and the cleanup, and they insist on sprinkling the flour on the butcher block, which makes me crazy. Keep it on the marble.
Keep it on the marble. Holidays with littles, rants and raves.
I can't stand the flour in the cracks of my butcher block. Oh, it just makes me crazy. Why, Mom? I'm like, do you clean it? Are you like with the knife trying to get it out? You know, it's a very old butcher block. It's got open spaces.
Follow us for more holiday inspiration.
Right. And positivity.
We love our families so much.
Oh, yeah.
Thanks for joining us, ladies. I don't know what we're going to talk about next Monday. I'm not going to commit myself to anything.
There.
But we will hang out with you here next Monday. So we hope you have a wonderful week. Thank you for your comments, your shares. Your likes of the podcast, they keep it going. Oh, Angela's yawning. It's time to go.
Oh,
okay. All right. Carry on, ladies. We'll see you next week. Cheers.
Cheers.